If you're moving to a new home and want to maintain your sanity, then you need to listen to this. Y'all, we all know moving is stressful with a capital S, and it can be mentally and physically hard. But if you do it the right way, you can make the process easier for yourself. Now, I personally love moving into a new home. Now, just don't ask my husband his opinion, but you know, the possibilities are endless when it comes to decorating that home, which for me is the best part. But in order to get to that point, you have to get yourself moved in first. So here are a few ways to help maintain your sanity during the process. So the first step, we are going to declutter and get rid of junk. We all have junk, like old furniture that we don't have any plans of taking with us, you know, pieces of clothing that we don't wear anymore, or even appliances that are going to be replaced. Get rid of those items before moving day. You know, moving to a new home, it's like a fresh start, and I like to get rid of as much as possible. You guys, it is amazing what we can accumulate under kitchen counters and then at the top of our closets. And we won't even talk about the basement. Like, where does that stuff come from? But here's what you should do. Channel your inner Marie Kondo and ask yourself, does this item spark joy? If not, toss it out or put it in your donate pile. Trust me, you will feel so much better getting rid of the junk that's weighing you and possibly your moving van down. Next, you want to plan out your new rooms. This is the best part to me. Truly decorating and making a house a home is a passion of mine. So I suggest when your offer has been accepted, go back and make a layout of the home and each room and take lots of pictures. This way you can look back on your layout and pictures when buying decorations or furniture for your home. You know, start with the basics. Are you painting the interior of the home? Go ahead and choose that color. What new furniture pieces are you looking at or accessories? Are you getting a new couch? If so, be sure to measure the space before ordering. I promise you guys, planning out your space in advance will save you a tremendous amount of time and stress once you move in. Of course, making a house a home does take time, so don't feel rushed. I just like getting the big things out of the way, like paint and furniture and appliances, before moving day. Okay, so now that we've decluttered, gotten rid of a lot of junk, and we've done some planning, now we are going to hire movers. This right here, y'all, is my biggest tip on maintaining your sanity during a move. This is also a tip that my husband would agree with me on 110%. You know, not only does it save you mental stress, but also physical. Now, I always recommend that you do your research and hire a reputable company. Now, I personally recommend Atlanta Peach Movers. They're Georgia's premier full-service moving company, and they have over 30 years of experience and thousands of satisfied customers. So on moving day, when I don't want to be stressed, I give them a call. If you'd like to check out their website, you could do so at atlpeachmovers.com, or you could even give them a call at 770-447-5121 and get a free estimate on their white glove service. You'll thank me later. Next, we are going to hire a cleaning crew to deep clean your new home before you move into it. Unfortunately, when people move out of a home, you know, most are not the type who willingly offer to clean it or hire a cleaning crew to do that for you. And even if it's in the contract and they do clean it, I promise you, it's not going to be the level of clean you want your new home to be. So just go ahead, hire the cleaning crew. They'll give it a good deep clean, and they will ensure that there are no cobwebs or anything else in the nooks and crannies of your beautiful new home. When you hire the crew, see if they can come on closing day or the first full day that you own the home. That way, they are there before any of your furniture is moved in. If they can't, schedule them to arrive the morning of the move before the movers drop off all your furniture and boxes. You guys, just imagine walking into your new, freshly cleaned home that not only looks but smells amazing. and being able to immediately get started unpacking and settling in. Now that's a huge weight lifted off your shoulders. And finally, you are going to relax on the day of the big move. That's right. If you have followed my other steps, then you should be able to relax on moving day, which is such an amazing feeling. Take a day off work, grab your coffee, and have a slow morning. This way, you're available if anything comes up, but if it doesn't, you're just able to enjoy yourself. In addition, if you're moving from a home that you loved, it allows you to give yourself a chance to properly say goodbye to it instead of rushing out, stressed as can be. Plan in advance so that you can keep your sanity on moving day. You'll be very glad you did. I'd love to hear any tips that you may have for keeping your sanity during a move. Please feel free to share them with us. And thank you for listening in. I'm Elizabeth Snyder with Dogs and Decor.